Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Mark Sidorese, we are back every day at 2:45-ish. We talk a little Phillies with Jack Fritz's burning Phillies question. Jack, what do you got today, my friend?
So, yesterday he made his Grapefruit League debut, Odubel Herrera. He had a single and a steal.
Right.
Right now, who is your opening day center fielder?
Right now, who is my opening day center fielder? I am going to go with Scott Kingery.
I'm going with Adam Haseley.
Hmm.
Is that great with two great options there?
No.
So no Roman Quinn?
Well,
he might get hurt between now and then. But like to your point, I think we're both right because what that's telling you is it's a platoon, which is what it's going to end up being, whether it's Quinn or Adam Haseley.
Yeah, no, neither one of those guys are starting more than 100 games out there in center field unless somebody gets injured, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't – unless they're making a move, unless there's somebody out there that could be traded for – what's a free agent that's out there, Jack?
Do any of us think Odubel Herrera would be a starting center fielder? I do not.
I don't, but I also, like, I wouldn't be shocked if he made the team just based on Joe Girardi's tone and the way he spoke.
Would that be due more to what Haseley or one of those, Roman Quinn, not really
taking the job? I think the job is there for him. Like, if he has a really hot spring, I think he could take the job. I do. Or at the very least make the team and then earn it from there, right?
Right.
I mean, it sure seems like that the Phillies are open to it.
They're at least open to it, yeah.
They haven't shut the door on it. All right, so I have something here. To make the playoffs, the Phillies are, yes, plus 300 or no, minus 400. So if you bet $300 on the Phillies to make the playoffs, or excuse me, if you bet 100, you would win 300 if the Phillies made the playoffs. And if you don't think they make the playoffs, you bet minus 400. So you would have to bet $400 to win 100.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty hefty odds.
Well, I mean, honestly, they're right there with the Giants and the Cubs and the Red Sox and the Indians as far as what the odds are for the Phillies making the playoffs. I mean, if you just look at what Vegas thinks, they think they're going to win in the 80s.
Yeah, and they're probably looking at this division. It's a tough division to get out of.
Well, it's certainly a part
right?
of it.
Right? Yeah.
Like for example, the Marlins are like heavy underdogs to make the playoffs. Let me pull it up right here. Even though they had a pretty good year last year, so it's plus 1200 for them to make the playoffs. The Marlins. And minus 2500. So it's 125th to say no, not to make the playoffs. So they don't think that they're a heavy underdog to make the playoffs, the Marlins. So
yeah, the Marlins will fall back down to earth this year.
Right. 162 games or however many games they play.
It's enough. Enough of the Marlins love out there from baseball.
Guaranteed to win at least 81 games this year.
The Phillies?
The Marlins.
Well, they're guaranteed to probably win 12 games against the Phillies, that's for sure.
Well, I'm just saying, anytime we don't think they have much down there, they just pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know, but like, I mean, how many teams are winning 81 games in this division? I mean, this division is Like, all teams theoretically could win over 81.5.
Well, I was going to say, think about it. Yeah, I was going to say, if they just beat up on the other divisions, right? In the Central, you got who? You got
You got the Cardinals.
Right?
They'll be pretty good this year. The Cubs will be terrible.
Brewers.
The Reds.
Reds won't be good this year.
No, your Reds are in a weird situation out there.
Yeah, so the Central's not very good, and then the West is very good.
Right.
Right, Dodgers, Padres.
Padres, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Padres are, they're favored to be the wild card team out there. And then the Giants are going to kind of be like a 500-ish team, and the Diamondbacks not so much.
So we'll be right there with those guys.
Agreed.
And we can just get the breaks to fall our way. To break our way.
So, Mark, you said that you think Kingery is going to be the opening day center fielder. Is he going to be good this year? Is this finally the real Kingery or no?
No.
Yeah, we're still saying that?
I'm done saying that. No, that last year was the last year. No, I mean, I hope he is, but, I mean, at this point, it's probably a bad contract. I don't know. By the way, the Phillies are beating the Tigers today 4-1
as
they're winless in Grapefruit League action.
I'm starting to get worried.
So far.
You're hitting the panic button? I have something that'll help you not hit the panic button.
What?
Eflin had 3 Ks in 2 innings today.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah, that's right. He had the biggest differential between expected WOBA and actual WOBA last year. How's that make you feel?
What? WOBA.
What does WOBA stand for, Jack?
Yeah. Weighted on base average.
Weighted on base average.
So basically, like, the on base percentage just says how much you're on base. WOBA takes into account like a double's worth more, triple's worth more, home run's worth more.
Ah, so it's weighted.
Yes, weighted. Weighted on base.
So for on base percentage, a walk or a home run is graded the same.
Yeah, they're all the same.
This grades it differently. Yeah. So Zach Eflin's graded on base percentage is lower than it normally would be.
It was higher than his expected underlying stats would say.
Gotcha. All right, there you go.
Yep, how's that?
That's why analytics, man.
Yep. There you go. Jack and analytics. Joe Girardi and everybody else are looking at that. All right, that's our Phillies burning question for today. Do they still call it Grapefruit League action, or did they change that too? It's single A, double A, triple A. They got rid of all the leagues.
Cactus League and Grapefruit League?
Yeah, I wonder if they
Cactus
got rid
League
of that.
Is Arizona, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And the Grapefruit League's Florida. But they used to have the International League. Yeah, that was where the Phillies AAA affiliate was. And the South Atlantic League, the Sally League. That was where the Lakewood Blue Calls. They don't have the leagues anymore.
See, you guys love minor league baseball.
I do.
And it's confusing to me.
Eastern League was where Redding played.
It's impressive that you know.
Florida State League was where the Threshers played. Then you saw it. Yeah, they don't have it anymore. It's depressing. It is. It's very depressing.
The Florida State League.
Yes.
The Threshers.
Yeah, Clearwater Threshers. High A. Yep. Low A was Lakewood's, the Sally League.
But Lakewood Blue Claws. Single, double, triple A.
Right, single
these
A.
Just, these are all single A, but it's low single A.
Low single A is Lakewood. High single A is Clearwater. Okay. Redding is double A. Lehigh Valley's
AAA. Triple A, gotcha.
But they played in different
leagues altogether.
Leagues, right.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing everything together.
So which one of those leagues would Tim Tebow have been in?
He was in the Eastern League.
Okay.
Last year he was in the Eastern. No, or the International League, because the Mets affiliations in Buffalo, Jack?
Did he ever reach AAA?
Yeah, I think he did.
Well, that's even more embarrassing.
The same kind of track as the Phillies because it was the Mets. So they have similar affiliations.
Jack, did you – oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Well, I was going to ask, did you ever get invited to a camp?
The Cubs called me in high school.
Oh, there you go.
They called you?
They never came and hung out.
Did they hang up when you answered? What do you mean they called you? What did they
say?
No,
actually, I lied. They sent me an email, like wanting my information, and I sent it, and then they never got back to me.
What did the email say?
It was like, hey, this is a local scout. We're interested in you.
And if you give us $10,000 now, we'll give you $1 million later. Just give us your social security card. And
It felt real.
By the way, we'll take a phone call here. But so I have Coach Ken. Coach Ken DMs me on Twitter and says, I've been trying to get in the air to discuss Wilt's 100.
Uh-oh.
Wilt shot 50% or less from the line and gave an emoji of like thinking about it.
Oh, no, not him, too.
Yes, Coach Kenda doesn't believe that he scored 100 points either.
Well, Jack must have did a good job yesterday. People were listening.
This is unbelievable. Yeah, but think about all the other conspiracies that are out there right now.
Yeah.
Can't say I'm surprised. Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, how are you?
Fantastic. I'm worried because we are in a bad spot. We don't have talent. We got to put an offensive line together. We got to get wide receivers. We need pretty much at least one tight end, possibly two. And we need pretty much an entire secondary. And my problem is I don't trust Howie putting together a team because he's shown you that instead of getting weapons for the previous quarterback, I'm going to go out and get subpar talent and go get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
Well, he tried to get weapons. He just failed, right?
Isn't it his job to get your
No, it is. But I was just like, I mean, what you're saying is not wrong. I'm just saying like that you're making it believe like, oh, he didn't want to give Carson Wentz talent. He just wanted to get a quarterback. No, they use high draft picks on wide receivers and running backs. Right. He just failed.
But that's what I'm saying. It's amazing how people went on full on attack on Carson, but they're still holding off, you know, bringing out the guns for Howie. And I just don't understand.
Who is?
Howie still has a job.
Yeah, so are you talking about Jeffrey Lurie?
Jeffrey Lurie. The city went on a full on attacking Carson Wentz. The morning show was literally saying they're sick of him. They wanted him out. The midday show was doing the same thing.
Yeah, Malik, you got to get over this Carson Wentz thing, man.
It's not about Carson Wentz. I don't trust Howie to produce the talent that we need to win.
No, but what you're saying is the city hasn't been critical enough of Howie Rosen, where I would totally disagree. I mean, almost every show on the station and everybody calling in say he should be fired, including us.
And what I'm saying is nobody's made a full – the morning show made a full day show on why we need to get rid of Carson in the middle of the season, but that's a whole nother thing. I just think I don't trust Howie to produce the talent that we need this year or the next year.
I think that's totally fair. I think that's totally fair, Malik. Thank you. He hasn't done it. He hasn't done it. Now I feel better than most about Howie in trying to rebuild this thing, but the evidence is there. What the team looks like right now.
Yeah, and he has a lot of work to do. I mean, he has a lot of work to do. Now the good thing for him is that you have picks this year. You got a high draft pick this year, right? You got the sixth pick this year.
Yes.
You got potentially two first-round picks next year, right? After this season coming up, you should have a ton of salary cap space to do whatever you need to do. Not necessarily spend all the money, but if you need to add a player here,
Add a player, yeah.
You'll at least have the ability to do it. So, I don't know if Jeffrey Lurie has put him on the clock or what have you, but I know this fan base is already at their end with Howie Rosen.
He's on the clock right now.
Yeah, yep. He's already at their end with them. So fans don't get to fire the GM, though. So eventually, you know, the owner would have to come to that point. And it seems as if he's going to give him, obviously, another opportunity to fix this thing. And if it doesn't get turned around in the next year or two, man, how do you come back out and explain to your fans that he's still here and the team is not in a good situation? Like, if they were to fire Nick Sirianni, if he's a bad coach over the next
and Howie hires another coach?
Right, like, what? Like, what?
Yeah, that'd be hard to believe.
That'd be hard to sell, right?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, but the heat is on Howie Rosen right now. There's a sign, across the river that says Howie, fire Howie.
Oh yeah, by the way, it's still there. Yeah, no one took it down.
They adjusted.
Yeah, the guy called the morning show this morning.
Yes,
the guy who did it.
Yes, yeah. Roach was his name. Roach.
Roach.
Yep.
Yeah. He really doesn't like Howie Roseman.
Oh wow! So it wasn't Mad Mike.
It was not, and you can see he moved it. He moved the middle of the sign. He adjusted it right. That's what
he did?
That's what I had heard. 215-592-9494.
I would say, Roach, don't return to the scene, man.
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to. No, but also, like, I wouldn't say it's a very safe spot.
Adjusted?
What's he doing? Hanging off of the road?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, coming up, we'll continue the Nick Sirianni excited phone calls. But
I'm just saying, I would imagine that's not legal.
I would imagine you're right.
Right, don't return to the scene.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, I didn't do this originally. I just happened to be here, right? Sure. Marks and Reese. It's also a very famous birthday that we're going to throw into the mix coming up on the other side. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Your phone call's next. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese, we are back at 4 o'clock today. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer will join us to discuss some trade chatter and get us ready, Sixers and Jazz tonight.
Oh, big game.
Yes.
Big game.
Last one before the All-Star break, last game without fans in it as well.
Yeah, I'm wondering why didn't we have the Wells Fargo Center ready to go?
I guess they just maybe they couldn't put it together this quickly. I mean,
Pittsburgh did.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. No, you're right. it's a great question.
I saw that last night. I'm like, the Flyers and the Pens.
Yeah, and there were people high-fiving and celebrating a big Pens win last night. No, you're right.
Another example of Carson Hart.
Oh,
he's
another bad night for the goalie.
I thought he had two shutouts.
He did. Now he's back to 33rd in goals against.
Oh, man, not that Jack's keeping track or anything.
Right.
Carson Hart, you're funny.
Unbelievable.
By the way, the Sixers are 3.5-point underdogs tonight at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so just think about that. I know you like to get your bets in early. Tobias is questionable for tonight.
I would imagine he's not playing. Yeah, why would you bring him back before the All-Star break?
Yeah, you would like the extra extra time off because they don't play again for over a week.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, so.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that
I would imagine that means could Ben or Joel be out tonight? Remember, Joel was
– He was hobbling last game, so he sits out this one.
Yeah.
Instead, that's interesting. Yet, I went looking thinking it would be – maybe Sixers are 1-point favorites or even like a...
They shouldn't be underdogs. Utah's good, but so is Philadelphia at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe Sixers a little bit of a favorite in the game. Right. I mean, 3.5 points is... Yeah.
Yeah, that must be somebody's not playing, right?
It sounds like it.
I'd be shocked if they had the Sixers 3-point underdogs at home.
At home.
With Embiid and Simmons on the court.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I agree with you. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So we'll keep you updated.
I'm getting better at this.
KOC, yeah, you read the line right there. Something's off on that. That means you take the Jazz.
Yeah, even when you were talking about it, you said Philadelphia. Like you were getting ready for one of your reads.
Yeah.
I didn't say the Sixers.
Right.
Right, make sure I didn't say the name. You're right.
It's Philadelphia. So KOC coming up at 4 o'clock, and we'll add some Sixers conversation in there.
He pays attention to the wrong things.
Of course he does. He told you what goals allowed for Carter Hart.
Yeah, he's 33rd in the league.
Yeah, like why do you know that? You're awesome. All right, by the way, I just wanted to add right back to the phones. Alexander Graham Bell. It's his birthday today.
Okay.
He was born in 1947. Is that the best invention ever? The telephone? He's the engineer who invented and patented the first practical telephone. He also co-founded AT&T, which I did not know.
How about that? I did not know that.
All right, so better invention, the iPhone or the telephone?
Oh, easily the iPhone.
Come on, man.
It's not even close, man.
Yeah, but without the telephone, I don't know if you have the iPhone.
No, you don't, but still, a computer in your hand.
So here's the question. Is the iPhone the best invention ever? I mean, because you think
it's hard to come up with something better than the iPhone.
Because you think about it right now.
Other than a car.
The car is pretty important. But I think I could do without a car before I could not have an iPhone.
Nowadays, for sure.
Think about what you do with this phone. You pay bills with it. You order food with it.
Yep.
I mean, you don't really ever talk on the phone, but you could talk on the phone with it if you needed to, right?
Yes.
You text, you email.
FaceTime.
You FaceTime, which is so important. You do all of your internet browsing from it. Everything that you need in life is
cameras.
On this damn phone. You take
record
pictures
videos.
With it. Yeah, I mean, think what this did for the digital camera industry. Yeah.
Dude, we pull out the phone and start recording before we dial 911. We don't even... We got to start recording first and then tell somebody else to dial 911.
Yeah. No, it's like, I got to get this. I got this guy
this
getting
on,
beat
get
up on film.
Yeah. Get that footage. Yeah.
Is it the best invention of all time? Over the telephone, over the telegraph, over the car, over electricity?
No, the best invention of all time is the internet. I mean, the internet changed everything.
How's that not the same?
As an iPhone?
Yeah.
Well,
it's
iPhone,
not exactly the same.
You can do more on iPhone, but I would say the internet, you know,
with that,
game
but without
changer.
The without the internet,
like the iPhone, is just really a phone. Like it's
a computer in your hand, right?
I know, but it's cool. But the internet, like the internet's
it's
more
cool.
important than an iPhone.
but you're not even. I mean, you're using data now, so it's like we're kind of like, you know, like it's what's the internet? Are you talking about like for AOL, the
right.
dial-up laptop?
I still have an AOL account.
Yes, you do.
Sure do.
Right? You're right. When in like the mid-90s, when it's like, what is this internet thing that we have here, right? Like, internet was pretty cool. But, I mean, no one – does anybody even really – like, is it even the internet anymore?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is, but we don't – I mean, we really refer to it. Well, going by that, electricity is more important than the internet, Jack.
Yes.
Right?
It's equally as important. I mean, we could throw it out to the people.
Yes. So when you call in, give us what your thoughts are on Nick Sirianni. Are you more excited or more concerned with him? And what is the best invention or even an underrated invention?
I like that, underrated invention.
Yeah, because we can say electricity or the iPhone or the phone or the iPhone. But what are some underrated inventions that are out there? 215-592-9494, and Jack can put it up on Twitter.
Like, I'll give you one that I really do appreciate. The reverse camera on phones.
The reverse camera on phones.
Yeah, so you know when you put the car in reverse, you can see what's behind you. Make sure you don't hit the bumper and anything.
Well, it changes the way that you drive.
Right? So, yeah, that's a little underrated invention that, you know, it's common in cars now, but I was amazed by it. When
you first got it. Yeah. It's like, wow, I'll never have to turn around again. No, you're right. Seriously. And then the newer ones, because my 2012 Camry LE has the camera behind it. But I had to take her to the shop today because she's in bad shape. So I got the loaner car, and that's a newer one, and it has the big camera in the back.
Yes.
So that's a great answer.
Yeah.
It's a great invention. 215-592-9494. Let's take some phone calls. Keith in South Carolina. Keith, how are you?
Hey, how are you, John?
Hi, Keith. I wanted
to say to you and Ike and Jack, too, thank you for bringing sensibility, reliability, and reality to our lives in the afternoon, especially when it applies to this radio station. I really, honestly, sincerely thank y'all for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And I'm not drinking, by the way. I don't need any Ike juice.
That's unfortunate.
That's fine. But listen, Jack doesn't get credit for it. Don't thank Jack, because Jack is he's the most unreasonable of the bunch. But we thank you for listening.
Jack Bridges. No, actually, I called Jack about a month ago. He'll tell you this is true. And I asked him to ask the two of you permission for him to be on the radio at least once a week to talk about the Phillies, you know, during this off-season stuff. And I see that you sort of did that today. I'm not taking credit for it, but once again, reliability.
Keith's our producer in South Carolina.
Oh, so you're the one who, Keith. Well, Keith, you came up with the idea and Jack stole it from you.
Yes.
No, I told him to. No,
okay, so you're helping to produce the show. Okay.
Listen, I kind of like you. I trust Jack when it comes to baseball. I'm an old head when it comes to the Eagles. I've been following the Eagles since Ed Catt.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, I've been here around for a minute. But Jack is a really smart guy when it comes to baseball. And
All
right, Keith, let's not.
That's right, Keith.
Right, we're going a little bit too far.
You can stay as long as you want,
here.
Keith.
All right, let me jump to
Keith,
my point.
Your phone's breaking up. Sorry. No, go ahead.
No. Don't do that. Don't hit that kill button.
All right, go ahead.
Listen, with Nick Sirianni, Ike, let me just say this. I don't know if you were driving in and maybe heard Ray Dittinger.
I did
maybe
not.
He can pull you back in from the ledge a little bit if you go back and listen to what he said on the prior show.
Oh, so Ray's pretty pumped on him, huh?
I'm kind of thinking that he's concerned like you are, but he actually said a lot of positive things. And, I mean, you know that Ray Dittinger knows a lot of people in the NFL.
He does,
I mean,
man.
That goes without saying.
Yes.
And he was saying that every single thing he heard about the guy was positive.
Okay.
And here's another one for you, and then I'll let you guys go.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it at least appears like he actually was able to bring in most of the people he wanted to bring in. I mean, it'd be the biggest coincidence in the world if Hallie hired all those people. I mean, a lot of them came from the Colts.
Yep.
And by the way, highly regarded, Jonathan Gannon and Sirianni were actually truthfully on the list. Mm-hmm. Around the NFL to move up from the positions that they were at. That's a fact.
Well, Keith, thank you, and thank you for the kind words.
I did not hear the Godfather speaking on Nick Sirianni, but if he's positive about him, that's a good thing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Sirianni wasn't on the hot list of getting interviews and things like that as a head coach because he wasn't.
Right. The Eagles are the only team that he interviewed.
He was on vacation when they called him.
Yes.
And he came in and he must have wowed him, Mike, because he got the job.
in his casuals and everything. The Eagles even dressed down to make him feel comfortable.
Jeffrey Lurie, and what great guys trying to make him feel comfortable, dressing down. What do you think Howie looks like dressed down?
I've seen Howie dressed down, yeah. It's probably what you
Khaki
imagine.
Shorts.
Yeah, it's probably what you would imagine.
Polo.
Yeah.
Sandals.
Have I ever seen Howie dressed down? I guess dressed down for Howie, for me to have seen it, would have been like being at training camp with some shorts and an Eagles.
Sure.
Eagles polo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
All right, Lance in Collingdale. Lance, how are you? Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Lance?
How are you?
Oh, man. I'm all right. First thing I want to say real quick is Nick Sirianni is like 5 years older than me, and I'm still trying to figure out things here. So I hope that he can come in and really, you know, put things together because he has it all together under Frank Wright, I guess. But,
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure things out too, Lance, and I'm older than both of you. So.
But in the same breath, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid, and now this guy, well, you know the way it went, but none of them had the prior experience either really like that. So, you know, he's a football guy. Let's see what we got. But I called in because you guys were talking about this iPhone thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. My girl wants me to get on the iPhone, and she's telling me it's so much. I'm sorry about the drilling in the background. My neighbor's doing some work, but... She's telling me to get the iPhone, and I'm like, it doesn't do anything special that the Samsung doesn't do. And I'm listening to Ike. He's like, it takes pictures, and you can record.
You're a Samsung truther, huh?
Like, he's an Android guy. He's an Android.
And I also truly believe that the iPhone people somehow look down on Android because whenever they see somebody with a Samsung, they always got to say something like, oh, you didn't upgrade yet? You got to get an iPhone. Like, why?
But why wouldn't you want an iPhone? Let me ask you this, because I definitely look down on people that don't have iPhones.
Listen, I
do.
Listen,
it's true,
I give you the truth. The video and the pictures is very crisp. It might be a little bit better. But until y'all tell me something that this phone does that Samsung doesn't do.
Well, it's better apps. It's better apps.
It has better apps.
Yes.
Better apps.
Yes.
Like Safari over Chrome. Like I don't want to. Like okay.
No.
Maybe.
Like I mean, I guess. Lance,
like, I don't even know, Lance. I don't even know what an Android has.
Can you get apps with Android?
I've never had a Samsung phone. I don't believe I have.
No, you're not missing much. Honestly, like the iMessage is like the greatest invention ever. Yeah. Like it's just so much easier. You know,
FaceTime.
But I tell you what, if there was ever like a like a rivalry, the iPhone and Android thing is really one sided, but there is a rivalry there, right?
I don't
look down on Android people, but John, you clearly said
I do. I admit that I do. I just don't know why. I mean, listen, if it's cost,
right.
Then I understand. If people are going to say there's no way I'm paying all that money for what it costs to have an iPhone or to buy an iPhone, like I totally understand that. But if it's not cost, I don't know why you wouldn't want to do it.
Is that the Galaxy thing? That's an Android.
Yeah,
Galaxy.
Yeah. It's the. I don't know. I don't know why you can't FaceTime. You don't have FaceTime. What would you do without FaceTime?
I don't know what I would do without FaceTime. Matter of fact, I wouldn't do anything. I need FaceTime.
Yeah.
I talk to my family back home so they can actually see me.
FaceTime, especially during the pandemic,
yes.
Has changed the world. Now,
yes.
now that things are a little bit better, I can see my parents, and they can see our kids more now in person. But you had a couple months there where we didn't see them for months, and it was so important to have FaceTime.
So Androids don't have FaceTime. I did not know that.
No.
See, I didn't know that.
No, that's an Apple thing.
Okay. Well, awesome. I'm glad I got an iPhone.
Yeah, Len from Swedesboro just texted me, and he called me an iPhone snob because he has an Android. I don't know what it is. Why wouldn't you? I mean— Like I said, as long as it's not price, I don't know why you wouldn't want it.
Clearly, the iPhone is a better product, is what you're saying.
So one time I took a picture. I had had people over my house, and I took a picture of my dining room table. And there was like 11 iPhones that were just laying on the table from everybody and not one of anything else.
Right.
And I took the picture and I put it out. And, man, I had the Samsung truthers that were like, well, there's more Samsungs than iPhones in the world. Sending me articles about how there's more of them out there. I don't know what country.
So let me ask you this real quick, because I'm actually fascinated by this because of the last caller, Lance, So would you have an Android just so that you aren't in the same group with iPhone people? Is that the reason you go to the Android?
Yep.
Because you don't want to be with everybody else?
Yep.
Contrarians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Cowboy fan in Philly. Like, nah. But following the
Eagles.
It's like me with AOL.
Yeah, that's just you being old and not totally getting technology. Like, for being how semi-young you are, like, you are 60 in technology era.
No, but like, I honestly don't know the answer to it. Can you get all the apps, Jack? Do you know? Can you get the apps on the...
There are certain apps that are just Android and certain apps that are just...
That are iOS, that are
okay.
Just...
Yeah. But it's not... Most apps are on everything.
Okay.
But there are certainly ones that are not.
All right. Back to the phones. We have Tim in Delaware. Tim, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
All right, so first thing, Nick Sirianni. I mean, here's what I think. I think Frank Reich is the coach that got away. I think I personally feel like he was a little bit more skilled and can really help our quarterbacks out. And so I feel like, you know, hiring Nick Sirianni, he was right under him and his offensive coordinator. I think it makes sense that they would want that guy in here because hopefully he learned something from Frank Reich and can help out Jalen Hurts, you know.
Right.
I was listening earlier to Richie and the other guy, and they said something that just people. I've been hearing this ongoing kind of, narrative on Jalen Hurts, you know, that he has similar stats to Carson Wentz, and I'm just like, good Lord, like, are we not looking at him as a rookie? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people aren't trying to look at him as a rookie now, which is complete like nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's only played four games. No, he's still a rookie. He hasn't played. Yeah. He hasn't played 16 games yet. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's completely unfair. Like, I mean, there's like a whole bunch of videos going out. I see stuff on social media. You know what I mean? Like showing all his stats. I'm just like, this bullcrap. He was a rookie, and one thing that's clear is that he can definitely throw that ball better than Carson Wentz. I don't care what nobody says. I feel like he can throw the deep ball way better, and I think we just got a better chance. You know. When you think about it, Carson Wentz had the same weapons that Jalen Hurts had this year, and Jalen Hurts was making plays with him. You know what I mean? He made some awesome plays down the field, and that's a lot of upside, I think, for Jalen Hurts, to be honest, you know?
Yeah, listen, I think that upside is there too, Tim. And you got an underrated invention for us?
Underrated invention, I would say potpourri. You know what I mean? I don't know if you ever heard it before, but.
Yeah, potpourri?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. No, not potpourri. Potpourri is called potpourri. When you spray it on the toilet and you do the number two, it keeps the smell inside. You
what
know what
the
I mean?
Hell?
So it's a clutch for me and my wife.
Yeah, we have it. Jill got it for me for Christmas.
Yes. I just
first
Googled
of all,
it.
Tim said it's been clutch for him and his wife.
Listen, it's a great invention. I agree with Tim.
Poopery?
It's called it's before you go toilet spray.
Yeah. So it's like the chaser before the shot. Like,
so it's supposed to make it not smell,
yes.
So you do it before.
And it works.
I am so old, man.
I know.
What the hell?
So it doesn't stink up the whole bathroom.
I get the idea. I just never even heard of it. I never even heard of it. I'm late. Can I get it at Target? Where can I get it at?
Oh, yeah. You can get whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Let me text Renee right now. Go,
or I think Renee, I personally think Renee will appreciate it.
Or you can go to poopourri.com. And
hold on. Right. you just tried me. Yeah. What do you mean you think Renee would appreciate it? How do you know I wouldn't appreciate it?
Yeah, seriously.
That's fair. It's a fair retort. I'm just saying.
I mean, I honestly, I don't need to speak about bowel movements with my wife. You just go and then you move on, right? Like, I don't know. This isn't something I need to be having conversations or techniques or strategy with. That's just me. 215.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and leave this alone before we.
It's available on Amazon, Ike. 215-592-9090.
I'm ordering it right now. Poopery.
So you actually have it, Jack? You're not just making this up?
Yeah, I actually have it in my apartment.
Poopery.
Yeah, because Jill gets very offended by the bathroom scene. So if I don't ruin her mood, I kind of put it down first and then go.
You guys have practically grown up together.
I know, but still, yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
You've been knowing each other since first grade.
But they also are in a small one-bedroom apartment, right?
Yeah, it's not like we have multiple.
Oh, yes.
Right. So
we don't have multiple bathrooms. We are a single bathroom household.
You can't just go back up to the master bath while everybody else is downstairs.
Yeah, I can go down in the basement or whatever. Right, you're right. My bad.
A little different. 215-592-9494.
How did we get to this?
Marks and Reese. It's an incredible invention, Ike.
Poopery. Wow.
More calls on the other side on Sirianni.
I need more inventions like that.
Yeah,
that,
and people are just furious about your Android stuff. I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not happy at
all. I told you. People get crazy about it.
My Android stuff?
Yeah. Everyone's taking shots on like just how old you guys sound. Like, you guys aren't educated on Androids.
Well, I won't argue that. I am uneducated on that. I have no idea.
Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. We come back with your phone calls right after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.